Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
Danny, we do have an announcement to make.
We do indeed. I'm excited about this. I think this is one of those, there's a little bit of familiarity. There's also something that's a little bit sexy, a little bit new, a little bit cool.
Yeah, so I'll say there's 2 announcements. One is bigger than the other because one is kind of a known commodity.
Mm-hmm.
But we are very, very happy to inform you guys that on Mondays at 5 p.m., Jay Gruden will be back.
We're doing it
on
again.
The Grant and Danny radio program.
So fun. It's always entertaining, informative, great opinions. He watches every game. He is a really, really good guest.
Storyteller?
Yep.
Comedic genius? Words like this get thrown around occasionally. Ball knower? Guy who called some plays in his day? And shtick aside, what I really like about Jay is he calls it like he sees it. There are so many people in this business who coached or played who are petrified of giving opinions. And Jay Gruden is not that guy. Jay Gruden is whatever the opposite of that is. He is going to tell you what he sees. He's going to tell you what he thinks. He is both entertaining and insightful. To me, the perfect radio guest. And there's nobody we'd rather break games down with, go around the league with, the day after Sunday football than Jay right here on G&D.
That is such a good point, by the way, about being willing to say the thing. Good, bad, or indifferent, right? I mean, that's what you want. His brother, to me, famously, when he was doing Monday Night Football, was, this is probably the best player this league has ever seen, man. And it's like, no, it's not. It's okay. It's the backup running back. You know what I mean? Like, it's okay to say, like, this, like he's hurting this team, or this is good, this is bad. But to your point, like, he had this, getting in the league is really hard. It's really hard up here. Type level of analysis, and it's like, I can appreciate that, but also within that, we could have maybe some variance, but Jay throws the fastballs.
He does not pull punches. Yeah. He calls guys out. He's like, oh, he's a bad blocker. He doesn't catch enough passes, whatever it is. And most of the time, the guys he's talking about aren't here soon thereafter and knows what he's talking about.
Oh, man.
But this is something we're very, very excited about. This is going to be new to the Grant and Danny radio program in the 2024 football season.
That's that good drum roll.
Right. We've thought about doing this in the past, but it wasn't going to work out because he wasn't actually a member of the team yet.
Right, we couldn't do it.
Tuesdays at 5 p.m., running back Austin Eckler.
Here we go.
Will be a staple.
Yeah.
On G&D. We've had him on a couple times since he was acquired.
Just a star.
Blew us away the first time. We had him on just this past week. One of his people hit us up and said, hey, Austin's launching an app for dozens of football players to try to connect them with fans. Would you guys mind talking to him? And we said, absolutely. And he's one of the most unique, sharpest, just thoughtful players in any sport that I've ever been around. I really, really enjoy talking to him. And he's perfect for our show. We are a nuts and bolts, analytical, info-driven show more than we are wacky guys. And I just think Austin Eckler is a really intuitive and cerebral, like, ball thinker. So I'm fired up. He also loves fantasy football and talking about fantasy football. So we're going to have a lot of fun with him, I think.
Yeah, he is sharp, funny, entertaining. You said thoughtful already, but I want to double down on that. Like, in his spare time, when your feet are up, my feet is up, watching television, he's starting a company. You know what I mean? Like, when you're relaxing, he's like, you know, I should probably get a small business loan and talk to some venture capitalists and found this thing that helps people. Like, this is a different cat, and I mean that in the best possible way. From the depths of obscurity to star in this league with something left to offer here on a new team, and he's wildly engaging and awesome. Like, that's as good a guest as you can pull.
I recently heard him telling someone that a coach told him that he's the most unique man in football, like the most unique person
I buy that.
In the NFL. And not only does that make sense, but he said he thinks the reason for that is he never grew up thinking about or planning on playing in the NFL. Sure, it was always as a football player something that he thought would be cool, but this was a tiny guy, undersized at every single level he ever played at, who played non-Division I football at a school nobody's ever heard of and wasn't expected to get any look in the National Football League. So for him, he had other ventures, other ideas. He was learning to do other things, and it just so happens, more so that probably than a lot of us, like, his job is not who he is. It's just kind of what he does. He takes that to the nth degree, but man, do I really, really like Eckler. I'm rooting for him this year like everybody else is, and I do believe, I could say this confidently, he is going to lead the Grant and Danny radio program and our regulars in receptions in the NFL this season. I think if you tally up, like, my catches, Danny's catches, Darius's catches.
Yeah, that's mildly bold.
Even Ryan's catches. I think Eckler will catch more passes than us this year. Mm-hmm. But we are the crazy people who think he's got a lot of tread on the tire. He's going to help this team a lot. And if he's a baller, if he goes out and J.D. McKissick's this thing, we're going to have a lot of fun on Tuesdays at 5 p.m.
Like, to me, that's the minimum expectation. Oh, third down back helps him in the passing game. I think there is a lot left here, and I think everybody's sleeping on it. And I think because you've got Brian Robinson to tote the rock and take a lot of the thumps, a lot of the hits, and be downhill, I think he's fine with that, talking about Eckler, right? Where I don't have to do 250 carries and then another 75, 80 receptions. You could tone that down a little bit, still get your 1,000 total yards, be a goal line option, be excellent in the pass game, early down work. Not all the time, but sometimes. I think he's going to help them a lot. I think this is their best offensive acquisition, non-Jaden Daniels division.
But we're happy about this, and we think it's going to be great for the show and really good for you guys as consumers of our content and listeners. So thank you to Crisp, our program director.
Yeah.
And all the folks behind the scenes that made it work out. Jay Gruden Mondays at 5. Austin Eckler Tuesdays at 5. And then, Darius, did you have an update on I know Wednesday they were talking about Tom Brady at 5. Thursday, we were saying maybe Peyton Manning at 5.
Mm-hmm.
And then Friday, I think it was Roger Goodell at 5.
Still working on contract details,
okay.
But we should have more on that by tomorrow. Maybe.
But that's the idea would be that Brady would be at 5 on Wednesdays.
Yeah.
I was saying Peyton Manning. You were hoping for somebody else.
Well, like, we were looking for Rodgers live during the season.
But
like
he said, I'm going to be too busy giving hugs to Pat McAfee.
That was kind of the thought there. Like, we wanted to see if we could get that going.
Yeah.
There have been a couple contract hiccups there for some of those guys.
Where were we at on the Goodell contract?
Well, he was like, you guys have to pay me out of your pocket. We were like, fine, how much? He gave the number. Like, we wrote down a number down a napkin. We exchanged that. And I don't want to get the nuts and bolts about it, but it was like, we were a little bit south of his number.
I thought it was weird, too, that we had to ask him about his recliner for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
He like wanted and how he gives people hugs.
Like, one time per interview, the recliner has to come up. It's like, okay.
Jay Gruden, Mondays at 5. Austin Eckler, Tuesdays at 5 with your pals. G&D, football season has arrived.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.